like to address this evening, Birshuschem. I would like to address this evening a question that often comes up. So welcome, Ariel. A question that often comes up, whether in a sicha yishit or in a bayit ha'am, that type of setting. And perhaps it's the number one question that I get. It's on a lot of guys' minds in yeshiva. And that is, how is it possible to remain focused when you're in yeshiva and your unique avoda without being distracted by the things going on around you? How does a person remain real and remain loyal to their path and to their derech without being concerned about the successes, perhaps, that you see around you, what's going on in the atmosphere, the different mahalchim that we often have in yeshiva? And this guy has taken upon himself this kind of mahalach and this schedule. And this guy, my roommate, just added something to his Seder Hayom. And then all of a sudden there's this feeling in yeshiva of always looking at the other guy and feeling uncomfortable, feeling challenged. Am I really doing the right thing? And sometimes the pressure can build up and then you end up doing things that are really foreign, inappropriate for where you are. And sometimes it's very difficult to block out the various paths and mahalchim that you see around you. How do you stay real to yourself? So I found in this week's Nesiva Shalom on Lech Lecha, I think a beautiful mahalach that could offer us a lot of chizuk when we're trying to stay real and authentic and just true to ourselves and to stay to our path and do it the best way possible. The lashon of the beginning of the parsha is Vayomer Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Mimolaretecha Mibeis Avicha El Haaretz Asher Areka. And Rashi is, of course, bothered by the lashon of Lech Lecha. The word Lecha there seems unnecessary. Hashem could have easily said the Tzivui of Lech. And Rashi has a famous comment, L'hana'ascha L'tovascha. Do this for your own pleasure, for your own benefit. This is for your good. It's as if the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, don't do this with a krechts. You know what a krechts means? Don't do this with a sigh. This shouldn't be a burden to you. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. Do it with a dance. It's lahanascha letovascha. Because only there can you become a goy gadol. Only there will you be able to develop into a nation that's going to change the world. Only there will you develop into the great nation that you can be in order to attain tikkun olam, which is the purpose of everything. So the hana'ascha letovascha. Do this with joy. Do it with a niggun in your heart. Do it and celebrate it. So I've seen the question asked in several Sfarim. The question is asked, that's a beautiful Rashi. That comment of Lech Lecha, the Tovascha, and Ascha explains this Lashon of Lech Lecha beautifully. But what is Rashi going to do with the next Lech Lecha? Who knows what I'm referring to? What's the next Lech Lecha? Lech Lecha El Eretz HaMoriah. Kach es bincha es yechidcha asher ahavta es yitzcha. V'aleihu sham li'ola. And Rashi there is silent. What can we learn from Shtikas Rashi on that Lech Lecha? What can we learn from the fact that Rashi doesn't deal there with the Lashon, the unnecessary word of Lecha? What do you guys think? What's Pshat in Rashi's Shtika there? Lech Lecha L'Eretz HaMoriah. What do you think? Just say it. Say it doesn't. It must be that Rashi's saying what I said there is true here. If Rashi doesn't deal with the Lashon here, it's obvious Rashi wants us to understand here too, Hu Adinami. This lechecha is also lehana'ascha letovascha. But why? How could it be? Kachas binchas yichidcha asher ahavta. Take your only son that you love so much, sacrifice him on an altar, now everything's coming to an end. The lech lecha rishon is be'escha legoy gadol. You're doing this for your children, for your descendants, for a great nation that's going to appear on earth. And now God is telling him to put it all to an end. And he uses the same lashon. La'ana'ascha letovascha. How could it be? How could it be that Avram Avinu is supposed to do that lech lecha with a feeling of joy? Or if not of joy, at least a feeling of fulfillment. Letovascha, this is for my good. So the Nesiv HaSholom quotes from the Sefer Yesod HaAvoda, who quotes from the Ari HaKadosh. I want to quote a few lines, very powerful lines. Eino dome Adam la'Adam miyom brias Adam v'hala. The Ari HaKadosh says that there was no one in the world like you. No one in the world has ever walked the face of the earth that is similar to you, the individual you, the prat. And no one will ever walk this earth who is going to be similar to you. Eino dome Adam la'Adam. Miyom brias Adam v'hala. You might be familiar with the Lashon of Chazal, Kashem, Shepartzufeihem Shonim. Kach Deoseihem Shonos. It's as if the Ribbono Shelam is putting this in our face. He wants this to be so clear to us, he makes the levush of our neshama, he makes our gufim so different. As if to say, notice that what's inside, if the wrapping is different, the Ribbono Shelam is trying to say this is a reflection of a different inside. What you have in there, there was never in this world, and there will never be in this world. The Ein Adam Acher Yochol Letaken Masha Al Chavero Letaken. And there's no one else in the world that is capable of bringing the tikkun into the world that you are. Your neshama was shaped and formed because you have a tafkin. There's some unique light that you can bring into this world and only you can bring. Ve'ein adam acher yachol letaken mashalecha letaken. No one else in the world can get it done. Your Rebbe can't do it. Your Rosh Hashiva can't do it. There's no board of rabbis making sure that all the tafkidim are going to get done. All eyes in the universe are on you. Because if you don't bring your light into the world, if you don't make your imprint on existence, no one else is going to do it because no one else can. No one else has the talents that you have. No one else has the personality that you have. No one else has your spark. No one else has your unique ability to contribute. If you leave the void in this world, there ain't no one else who's going to fill that void. This is the Arizal. Ein Adam Echad Yachol Letaken Masha Al Chavero Letaken V'hainu Shelekol Adam Yeshes Yehudo V'Tafkido Oso Alav Letaken B'chayim. This is because every single individual has a tafkid, he has a shlichos, he has something that he is meant to accomplish. Some of them may be grandiose tafkidim, where you're meant to touch people all over the world, and sometimes it's just in your dalet amos, your family, your community, your neighborhood, your shul, your chabura of friends. Everybody has a tafkid that's unique to you, and no one else is even capable of accomplishing that. Rav Kook comments in the tefillah that we say on Yom Kippur, Elokai ad shelo notzarti, eini kedar. Very strange lashon of the Machzor. Elokai, my God, ad shelo notzarti, eini kedar. Literally, the words mean what? Until I was created, it wasn't worthwhile for me to be created. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Rav Kook says exactly this point. God sends you into this world the minute He needs you. That means all these centuries He's been waiting for you to come. He's been holding your neshama in that otzar shel neshamos, waiting for the day you need it. So, ad shelo notzarti, until I was created, God, any could die. There was no reason for me to be here. And what do we say on Yom Kippur? We have shav shel notzarti. And now that you did send me here, you finally have decided that I have something to give. Ki ilu lo notzarti. I'm taking all of your blessings, God, and all of the talents you gave me, and I'm throwing it into the gutter, and I'm wasting it on shtuyot, on hevel varik. This is the epitome of vidui. I'm taking all of your brachos, God, that you gave me so I could do my tafkid, and I'm wasting them on things that are emptiness, that have no value whatsoever. So the Nesiva Shalom says that God formed every single neshama differently because we all have a shlichus. And we were all sent here to contribute our unique qualities that nobody else has. Now the question is as follows. I'd like to present the Chakir, if I may. When the Ribbono Shel Olam creates us and sends us down to the world, does He just give us a handshake and say, Bahatzlacha? Does He just part from the neshama, send it into a body, and say, good luck? Here is your ksav shlichus. This is what you must do. I'm wishing you b'hatzlacha. Or, second side of the chakira, does He accompany us? Is He constantly there to build us, to develop our kochot and our talents? Is He constantly there pushing us, like the coach is there screaming at us, you can do more? Does He just leave us and say, take your kochot and run? Or is He running next to us on the track, convincing us you're really much more capable than this? Says the Nesiva Shalom, listen to this chiddush. Kol tnae ha-chayim shel ha-adam. Every single thing that happens to us in life, begashmius uveruchnius, whether it comes to our physical existence or our spiritual existence, hatovim viharaim, whether it's the good times or the not so good times, kulam nitnu lo kefi hashayach letikun olamo. This is God's way of building us up, of developing us, of creating, of maximizing who we really are, so we can fulfill that tafkid. God is constantly sending us the consequences that we need. He's handing us the tools that we need so we can fulfill that tafkid. Mashal amad davar domeh. If you have, let's say, a ramatkal, you have the general of an army, what does he do? 10,000 kids, 18-year-olds are joining the army. What does he do? He has to somehow divide them up and sort them and give them roles. But is it enough that the Ramatkal says, you guys, you over there, you're the infantry unit? He can't just do that. He has to hand him a gun. He has to give him, you know, the whole getup and the vest and the helmet. He has to hand them the tools they need to be successful. And it's not enough to say, you guys are shiryon. He has to teach them how to run a tank. How do you drive it? How do you shoot it? So God's in the same way is constantly arming us. He's constantly giving us the kochos hanefesh, the inner energy, the kolchos that we need, the talents and the unique qualities that we need to fulfill that tafkid. So every single circumstance that we have in life, every single difficulty, every single issue, every single bracha, and every single success is God's way of building another layer, is God's way of adding another building block to that shlemus of an individual that the world is waiting for. Because if we don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. So God is constantly mashlimas. He's constantly adding more layers and more layers to our personality and to our being so that we can maximize ourselves and we can go give. L'kach shonim t'nae ha-chayim shal kol echad be'echad. And that's why each individual has his own pekalach, if you know what I mean. Each individual Jew has his own set of challenges and issues and circumstances. There's a reason for that. It's not because God drops us into the world and he says, let's see how the marbles fall. It's because God knows who I am. After all, he formed me. And God knows my tafkid because he assigned it to me. So God has given me the parents that I need to maximize myself. And yes, he's giving me the fights with those parents that are somehow building myself. And he's making sure that I meet the people that I need to meet. And I'm separating from the people that I don't need to meet. And God is making sure that sometimes things are going to go really well because you need success here in order to be great. And sometimes God is going to say the failures in your life and the challenges and the difficulties is what's going to make you great. Yosef HaTzadik, the only one in Tanakh to be zochet to that name. Except for Noah, the Kedushas Yisrael. The only one to be zochet to Shem Tzadik is Yosef. What made him great? What put him above the rest? How is he zochet to that name? Because of a nisayon that I don't wish upon anybody here. It was that challenge that forced Yosef to say, as Elokim ani yareh. He was Megala, he revealed the Koach at that moment that made him a giant. Without that difficulty, without being pressed to the wall, without having to deal with that Yetzer Hara. How many Yosefs are there in the Shuk? Yosef HaTzadik is because he was pressed and forced to reveal a Koach that made him superhuman. So says the Nesiva Shalom, our faces are all different. It's a reflection of an neshama that's so different. And that's why the consequences of each one of our lives is so different. And this one is struggling emotionally. And this one is struggling to focus on a tosfos. And this one may be struggling socially. And this one may be struggling financially. And this one is having issues at home. How often do we look at our friends and say, if only I had what they had, things would be so much easier. It would be a cruise. I'd be able to cruise through life. If only I could just work out these issues. Says the Sonomer, the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving you the difficulties because the kolchos that you will use in order to overcome those are going to make you you. These are the building blocks of who you are. The story is told of Reb Nachum Chernobyl, who always looked forward to the Yamim Noraim by the Baal Shem Tov. And every year it was those few days from Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah. Those were the days that kept him going and kept him lit throughout the year. And one year, Reb Nachum Chernobyl is driving with his wagon to Mezhebuzh, and everything is going wrong. Everything in the world is going wrong. The horse dies. The agala, you know, the carriage. What's it called? What? The wagon breaks. Everything is going wrong. Finally, he hires a new wagon and somehow finds a new horse. And it's 2 hours before Yom Tov, and he's an hour from Mezhevuz. And the wagon, the carriage, what you call it, the wagon gets stuck in the mud one village before Mezhevuz. And Reb Nachum gets off the carriage, and off the wagon, and he's in the mud, and he's trying to get it out and pulling it out. And the Goyish, or the Polish the driver, the wagon driver, is trying to help him out, and nothing's moving. And then he hears a yell, he hears a call, Tzemter! We need a tenth man. And he hears, he sees from the inside of the town, he sees nine men walking out to him. It's an hour before Rosh Hashanah. And Reb Nachum is like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm on my way to Mezhevuz. I'm sorry, I can't stay. And the president, I guess, walks over. The president of the nine men walks over and says, listen, we just need one more man for a minyan on Rosh Hashanah. And Reb Nachum says, listen, I don't know if you know who's in the next town. Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, my Rebbe. I'm really sorry, but I'm on my way. I can't do it. This is my co-host for the whole year. And ultimately, he's able to get the wagon out of the mud, and he makes it to Mezhevuz. And everyone knows, after davening on Leil Rosh Hashanah, very much like here in Yeshiva, everyone waits online to say Shana Tova to the great Rebbe. And when the Rebbe gets to Reb Nachum, when it's his turn, Baal Shem Tov turns away. And he's like, maybe he didn't see me. I'll get him tomorrow. He'll probably see me tomorrow. The next night, Reb Nachum approaches the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov turns away. And the Hasidim can't believe it. And this is the way it was on Yom Kippur, and on Sukkot, and on Simchas Torah. That's when the Rebbe dances with every single Hasid. They do a one-on-one in the middle. And Reb Nachum jumps into the middle, and the Baal Shem Tov walks away. And Reb Nachum is like, that's it, I can't take it anymore. I can't take this humiliation. He runs over to the Baal Shem Tov and says, Rebbe, can you tell me what's going on? It's my kesher with you that keeps me so excited. I'm on fire for the whole year because of this encounter with you. What's happening? I thought it would be the Yomim Noraim. I thought it would be incredible. It's like Tisha B'Av. And Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov said, Nachumol, do you know how long your neshama has been waiting to descend into this world to be mashling that minion for those poor 9 Yidden? How long your neshama has been waiting to do that? How many times, Rabosai, are we stuck in the mud? And we wish we could just be out, we could be together with Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. And everything would be great and perfect. Why do I have to deal with the mud? When in truth, the Ribbono Shel Olam is guiding you. The Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to you. And saying, this is where I need your light in this world. And the kochos hanefesh that you're going to need to overcome this is what's going to make you great. How many times have we thought to ourselves, if only I didn't have to deal with this yetzer hara, if only I didn't have this terrible drive, if only I wasn't living this double life in the Beis Medrash, it's kulo kodesh. And in my room at night, sometimes by myself, it's kulo tuma. And why do I have to live this double life? Why do I have to lie to the world? Everything would be great if I could just be one solid person, consistent. What's the Slonimer teaching you? The Ribbono Shel Olam knows that even the Yetzer Haras that we have are going to force us and press us to raise ourselves, rise to the challenge, and reveal a koach that's going to make us great. And without that Yetzer Hara, how many people like you are in the shuk? He doesn't need another one like you. You're here because you're meant to reveal something that only you have. And the Ribono Shalom is constantly making sure that we're faced with the situations that are going to shape us and build us and raise us. What can I tell you, Rabosa? On a personal level, I spent 5 years in Gush Katif. On one hand, it was the five, maybe perhaps most difficult years of my life. Living, literally living in the darkness of terror. And driving on roads that you know that yesterday there was a shooting on. And I promise you, it's like a kid from Detroit. Didn't think he would end up in a situation like this. There are shootings in Detroit, but that's the inner city. I'm from the suburbs. And sometimes I ask myself, like, why does a kid from Detroit have to end up in the middle, in the center, in a Jewish yeshiva that's surrounded by terror cells? And bombs flying through the air. And only later in life did I realize how much those years have shaped me as a person. And has totally transformed my view of Klal Yisrael and what we're doing here. And what are our real priorities? True story, we moved from Gush Katif, we moved to another yeshiva before we came to Shaolin. And my wife comes home, it's like December time, we've been there for like 3 months. And she comes home and she's like, it's very difficult for me to sit around with the women. You know, the women sit in the park in the afternoon. You know, the kids are on the swing set. And the women sit around, they talk. That's the way. So she comes to me and she says, it's very difficult for me to sit around here. Because what they're talking about, we were no longer in Gush Katif. And she's like, in Gush Katif, do you know what the women were talking about? They're telling me, how are we going to overcome this? How do we find the kochos hanefesh not to give up? How do we find within ourselves the gevura to withstand this challenge? That's what they were talking about in the park. And she said, today they were talking about what shoes they're buying for their kids. So sometimes we're in a very pressed, tight situation. And the Slonimer is saying, but you have to believe it's building. This is what's making you great. Now, if this whole mahalach is true, and I really believe this, then Rabosai, what happens when you wish upon yourself someone else's path in life? What happens when you say to yourself, if only I had his talent, if only I was able to ask his question, if only I was able to maintain the focus like that guy, or remember the dapim like that guy? What happens the moment you're wishing that you had someone else's mahalach in life? What you're doing is you're denying your own existence. You're removing your whole legitimacy. What you're saying is, I wish the Ribbono Shel wouldn't build me up and make me great. I wish I could just be mediocre without the challenges, without my issues. If only I could just go through life without rising, without maximizing myself and without making a change. That's what you're saying. Every time you wish, I had something I don't have, whether it's the money or the ease or the pleasures or whatever it is, what you're basically doing is you're removing your own legitimacy. You're removing the foundation of the reason that you're here. The Slonimer Rebbe says, the Lech Lecha Hasheni is lahana'ascha l'tovascha. The Lech Lecha HaRishon, of course. You're going to Eretz Yisrael, the Escha L'goy Gadol. The real chiddush is that even the nisyonos of life, we have to sacrifice something as bincha, as sechidcha, asher ahavta. The same lashon. Lahana'ascha l'tovascha. You better believe that you're all receiving something great. You're walking away from this challenge. You're walking away a changed person. And it means you're going to be able to leave the world with something that only you can give them. So Rabosa, I want to bless everyone in this world, in this room, in this world. We should really be zochet to the Lech Lecha HaRishon. But we know what life is, and we know the realities. And sometimes we're called upon to make sacrifices and deal with challenges and issues. Remember the Lech Lecha Hashem, that even those, l'hana'azcha l'tovazcha, they're raising you up, they're making you great. I once heard that the Lashon Nisayon not only means a test in Hebrew, but what else does it mean? Anyone know? A nes also means a banner. The son nes l'kabetz galu yosenu, when we say in Shemona Esrei, does not raise a miracle. The son nes doesn't mean raise a miracle in order to ingather the exiles. Raise a banner. Raise your flag, God, so that the whole world can see that we're Amcha Beis Yisrael, so that we can all come home. Nes is a banner. Elokim nisas Abraham. Not only did he test Abraham, but this is how he made him great. The Shekhar HaBasai, we should all be Zaychim.